morning, when we were taking the refuges and precepts, you talked about those being sort of foundational aspects of being a practitioner of the Buddha's teachings. I wonder if you could talk about, if that similar point, like if one calls oneself, say, a Buddhist, or even from the scriptures, I'm guessing that the Buddha didn't use the term Buddhist. In fact, I've heard that's a Western coined term. But if there's things that, what did the Buddha say about, okay, if you're a follower of my teachings, then that means, X, Y, and Z.
Right. Yeah, I think it is helpful to recognize that the Buddha didn't teach Buddhism, and the idea of Buddha, the word Buddhism is kind of arises out of the colonial British, so it's something that's been grafted on in fairly recent history. So the idea of being a Buddhist is, I think, being a follower of the Buddhist teachings is, but there is, that's why we sent out the reading for people to reflect on, was that the Jivaka Sutta, which was a talk given to Jivaka Komarabhacha, who was the physician to the King Bimbisara, and the physician to the Buddha and the Sangha. So this was in Rajgaha, Rajgir. Jivaka. And he is a devotee of the a follower of the Buddha, and he asks, to what extent is one a lay follower? And then the Buddha says, going to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha for refuge is what being a lay follower is. That's where one places one's faith and one's value. Okay, those are the things that seem important to one as a lay follower, having something that one can look to as refuge. And then the Jivaka, probably knowing quite well that there's all sorts of, the Buddha had all sorts of different lay followers. And then he asked, well, what's a virtuous lay follower? Because there's probably lots of people who have faith in the Buddha, but don't really follow, don't really practice, and so that the Buddha then uses the five precepts as that basis for a virtuous lay follower, one who is has the refuges, and then really tries to maintain that standard of conduct in day-to-day life. And then Jivaka asks, to what extent is a lay follower one who practices for their own benefit but not for the benefit of others? And to what extent is one a lay follower who practices both for one's own benefit and the benefit of others? And that's a really interesting basis. Then the Buddha goes into details of practice and qualities that one can be, in terms of, one practices for one's own benefit but not for the benefit of others, so that one has conviction or faith, saddha, doesn't encourage others in faith. And similarly, oneself is consummate in virtue and sila in the precepts, but don't really encourage others in any overt way or even indirect way. So but then the opposite is true in that sense of practicing for one's own benefit, yeah, having faith and then trying to encourage others, maintaining being consummate in virtue, and trying to encourage others, generosity, encouraging others to see the Sangha, to visit the Sangha, and to hear Dhamma, exploring that, to really try to learn the teachings, and to encourage others, to explore the meaning of the Dhamma and try to encourage others, and then to practice in accordance, in line with the Dhamma, and encourage others. So those are aspects of the being a lay follower who has a basis of faith, and then helping to encourage others in different ways. And and similarly, there's there has to be a balance there, because sometimes, it's just as I was saying before, somebody's encouraging others, but it's just incredibly irritating, kind of puffed up and having a sense of their own self-worth because they're a Buddhist and the other people aren't. That's a kind of kind of irritating and embarrassing. So that getting that balance.